What are your plans for tonight, and do they suck? Would you like a weekend redo or potentially a weekend upgrade or extend your weekend into your Monday night? We'll send you some Kings playoff hockey. Just get on the phones now and let us know what lame plans you have to do, obligations, or if you have no plans at all, that's fine. 800-520-1067. Going to give someone some a better reason to get out of whatever you're supposed to do on a Monday night and go watch the Kings play hockey at Crypto. It'll be the playoff. Officially, playoffs are here. There's so much happening, and that's why later this hour we'll also get into Don't Be a Dick sports fans if you're going to be at any of the playoff games happening. Of course, baseball's back as well, but you got hockey, you got basketball playoffs. There are still fans out there that are still the types of dicks that will ruin your experience, and we'll get into that later this hour. Ali, I know that you and I are both team Jersey Mike's. Love Jersey Mike's, right?
We agree on that. What's not to love?
I got something not to love, and I hate to even mention it because I'm such a fan in general, but I don't know if you noticed this, but they have a system, the way that they will make your sandwich there. I noticed
something.
It's amazing.
They cut the meat right in front of you, then they add the provolone cheese, move it on down the line.
Wrong. This is where you're wrong. They have a bad system, and I brought it up to the person over the weekend.
Oh, you did?
And they did not like my feedback. But they will oftentimes work on multiple people's sandwiches at one time. So the guy
in
front of me.
They've got a little line of the meat cheese combo.
You're right. Mm-hmm. And your sandwich will not move along until they're done with. So now you're kind of all of a sudden you've been placed almost on a team with like these strangers in line with you because they are waiting until all of the slicing happens before they even move your sandwich along. So if I'm just doing straight up turkey provolone, which I think is their best sandwich they got there, and the guy next to me is doing a full on Italian combo, they will not. They may have my turkey stacked and ready. They will not move that sandwich down the line until they're done slicing all of the other 19 types of meat for the guy next to me.
Are you upset that you're having to wait an extra 30 seconds your sandwich?
First of all, not 30 seconds. And if you've got multiple people doing multiple different meat combos, which a lot of people are, sometimes...
This guy was in front of you?
Doesn't matter, in front of you or behind you. If you're grouped in...
It does matter. If he's in front of you, you have to wait for him.
In this particular case, there was a guy in front of me and a guy behind me, and I'm sitting in, and I have nothing, I don't know these two people, they're just random strangers in line.
Right, because you're in line.
And yeah, but at some point, the way
that's how lines work.
No, the way it works.
I don't know who these people are.
I know how lines work, thank you. But the point I'm making is, all of a sudden now, it's like we're on the same sandwich team, where none of us are moving forward until
we're all
moving forward.
Yeah, but sometimes they're not moving forward until they've gotten, like there's a backup in the condiment area. Because they've got their own group going, and they need to finish and move that stuff along before they can get the next group of sandwiches on that table.
I don't know why it feels like Subway, and don't get me wrong, I'm a bigger fan of Jersey Mike's than Subway. I am.
You should be.
As I should be, right. But for some reason, they seem to have a better system going there of moving it down the line. That part of it should be simple. Like, everyone should just say, this is the best system. For instance, like in the boarding of the airplane, everyone had a system, and then Southwest goes, let's go ahead and throw a wrench in this plan. And everyone, for the most part, I think, hated that Southwest boarding system, right?
But now we're so used to it.
Now we're used to it. There was a system in line. If you're in line, I know the way lines work. Lines suck. I hate them. But when you finally get your time to be up, you should kind of be like, it's my time to shine now. I'm in front of the line. And you should be the priority.
I know, but they're batching it. I don't know
it's
what.
It's a bad system.
It's not. It's fine.
Because as soon as you got to get, if you get batched with someone that's like, I want the 11 different meats in my sub. And by the way, no shame on that person. Love
you. You are shaming that person.
I'm shaming the fact that all of a sudden my lame ass turkey sandwich is sitting there just waiting to go. And they're pulling the 19th different ham on the thing to slice up for the next guy.
You know what mad about is a person in front of you who's ordering like 16 sandwiches and they're one person.
Well, that sucks.
That, if they say, hey, I've got 16 sandwiches, you say, okay, fine, you move aside.
Right.
You let people that just have a one turkey and provolone go through because I don't want to wait for you and your 16 damn sandwiches.
Right, and that does suck too. And everyone's been behind someone, be it at a drive-thru or anyone.
And it's misleading because they're one person.
Right, it's a massive order and there should be some sort of a different line of shame or whatever for the person that's got a. But I get it. You have to do that. Sometimes we've all been that. We've all been the person that's texted back to the group and said, hey, guys, I'm at wherever. Do you guys want something? And then when people start trickling in their orders, it's annoying to not just me, but to everyone who's in line behind me.
Yeah, and then how about the other thing when that happens now, or, hey, I've got a pickup order to make, and they start making a pickup order in front of you.
Well,
that should be a completely different area.
You're right, but that is the other thing, is that anyone who's showing up for a DoorDash, an Uber Eats, a Postmates pickup will automatically crowbar themselves in front of everyone because they don't even have any skin in the game. They just want to get there and move on.
And then I'll see the sandwiches there. I'm like, who's this for?
But I got
this person's not even here.
But I got to watch this guy who's already slowing things down, slicing. And, you know, I'm a fan. I'm coming to you as a fan here. And I watch this guy. He's got to peel off his gloves one at a time. He's got to walk over to where the
glove thing is aggressive.
The glove.
You don't need that many glove changes. You're not a doctor.
Every time they do anything, they got to pull off the gloves, walk over, hand the guy the Postmates, then he comes back, fresh pair of
gloves.
Then
they got to get the new gloves. Sometimes they wash their hands in between the gloves.
And I'm sure that's corporate policy.
And they're like flimsy gloves, so they're like flopping it around trying to open it. I'm like, oh my God.
Guy's blowing into the glove to open it, which I think is completely... making the entire glove useless.
At this point, just use your bare hands. I don't care anymore.
Right, but I get it. They're trying to stick to policy. And at the end, finished products is great. Big fan of the product. But I know there's people out there that have to understand this is not the best way to make it happen.
Yeah.
And text line, I know you will agree. I know that there's a better system in place. And I know it's like, oh, Klein, grow up. Stop being a baby. But everyone in there is, at that point...
Well, you're just sounding impatient.
Everyone is impatient because everyone's starving at that point. No one planned their day accordingly when that's what they're doing,
but
right?
But for you to be mad that this man chose good meats on his sandwich is just tragic. You should be happy for him.
I'm happy for him, but I'm thinking to myself.
What are you going to do, look at your phone for one more minute? Wow, what an inconvenience.
It's just sitting there. And you go, we should be in the next step already. You got to leapfrog the process. That's what I'm getting at.
909, I'm with Klein here, but Subway is a way worse sandwich, and I do like my personal sandwich maker from beginning to end. But then somebody else handle the money sometimes. And I'm like, who the hell are you?
Right.
you're not the person who made my sandwich.
Yeah, this guy came out of nowhere.
And who am I tipping?
$20. Where'd you come from, dude? You ain't got no gloves on.
It's a gloveless rando?
I do agree that the concept of a person, I feel like I built a relationship with the person. To watch them start the process with me, it's like we birthed the sandwich together. We're making this thing together. We're a team.
And they scatter the lettuce and they look up at you and you're like, all right, boom. I want the pepperoncinis.
I don't
like you got it. What else?
Starting a new relationship with a new person down the line. Like we just had a thing going.
It's when you're about to finish and you're looking at someone else in the face.
We got to take a break. When we get back, we will talk to you about your plans for this evening. And if you need an upgrade, we'll send you to some Kings playoff hockey. Maybe you've never even been to a hockey game, or maybe you're a diehard Kings fan. We'll come back with your stories next.